Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we started the last chapter on Babu Bayani Ma A'addallahu Ta'ala Lil Mu'minina Fil Jannah, the chapter on what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Jannah. Then we explained that as a person goes, gets older, and as a person now is moving more closer towards Akhirat, nobody knows when he's going to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so everyone should prepare. Not that a person is getting old that he must prepare, but even more so when a person is getting old, now he should be preparing more. We did the bab of istighfar before this. Towards the ending of a person's life, he should increase in istighfar. Everyone should be making istighfar, but a person that is getting closer and closer now, he should increase in istighfar. And then Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought the last chapter on what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Jannah. In other words, if you do everything that you're supposed to do, you clean yourself by istighfar, and now you have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what Allah Pak has prepared for those believers in Jannah. When a person thinks like this, now instead of him getting more depressed as he's getting older, he gets more excited, there's more enjoyment, there's more happiness, that this is what Allah Pak has kept for me in the next phase of my journey. Allah Pak has kept in the lasting phase and the everlasting phase, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for me. So yesterday, from the amongst the beauties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we mentioned that Allah Pak will enter the people of taqwa into gardens where there will be springs, and Allah Pak will remove any type of ill feelings from the inmates of Jannah. There will be absolutely no ill feelings. Everyone will have love for each other. When two people have love, or three people have love, four people have love for each other, what a nice gathering that is. Each one loves the next person for the sake of Allah. Can you imagine every single person in Jannah loving every person? There's no, absolutely no hatred, no malice, no jealousy, no ill feelings. So one of the ni'mat that Allah Pak will give the people of Jannah, he'll remove any type of ill feelings that they may have. And the next favor that we explained, is Allah Pak will cause them to be seated as brothers on couches, facing each other. So in other words, no difficulty even in seeing each other, facing each other. And the other thing, Allah Pak will not cause any type of tiredness, nor will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever remove them from Jannah. In this world, when a person is enjoying something, there's always that thought that this enjoyment will come to an end at some point. For example, if it's Eid, it's a very happy day. The day of Eid comes to the end, comes to an end. The days of Eid come to an end. A person is enjoying, he has happiness for a few days, and then there's days of sadness. But in Jannah, there's just continuous happiness, and a continuous increase in happiness, and then there's no fear also that this will come to some kind of end. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُخْرِجِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even remove the people of Jannah out of Jannah. It is everlasting. So as we're going along, we should just try and remember the different favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for those believers in Jannah. We must hope that Allah Pak makes us from amongst them. وقال تعالى يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون لكم فيها فاكهة كثيرة منها تأكلون. Allah Ta'ala says, O my servants, you shall have no fear today, neither will you grieve. In this world, all the time, there's some type of fear. Doesn't matter who the person is. He can be the king of the world also, but he's also got some type of fear that I mustn't be overthrown. I mustn't go through some sickness. I mustn't go through some pain, some fear over his children, loss of life, loss of wealth. There's some type of fear, and there's some type of grief. The difference between fear and grief is that fear is fearing something for the future. Grief is fearing something, or grief is grieving over something of the past, some loss of the past. Every single person goes through it. There is no person in this world who doesn't go through these two things, fear or grief. But what Allah Ta'ala is saying, that today you should have no fear, and neither will you have any type of grief. No grief at all. Sometimes a person going to sleep also, lock this, lock that, and check on this, check on that. All that because of the fear that there may be some rogue, there may be some robber. Person needs to check his pressure, check his sugar. There's always some worry. Jannah, absolutely no fear of anything. Not whether as wealth is concerned, not as far as the children is concerned. No emotional fear, no emotional worry, no grief. Absolutely. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believed in our verses and were obedient, you and your spouses should enter Jannah happily. You and your spouses, your family, enter Jannah happily. Imagine the ticket that is there for Jannah. Person gets a ticket, boarding pass for Hajj. How excited he is. I'm going for Hajj. I'm going for Hajj with my family. I'm going for Umrah with my family. So excited. This is not just Hajj, Umrah. Allah Pak is saying, you and your family enter Jannah happily. And now what type of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing? That hospitality. Such a hospitality that no person of this dunya can ever give such a hospitality. Bowls and cups of gold will be passed around between them. And in paradise there shall be whatever the heart desires and whatever pleases the eye. That bowls and cups of gold, this is the cutlery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not gold of this world, gold of akhirat, something that we can't understand. And then what drinks and what food and what enjoyment Allah Pak will give. Just for our understanding, Allah Pak, He says, whatever your heart desires and whatever pleases the eyes, that is for you. There is no holding back. Therefore, one Buzruk very nicely said, Jannat Khuda Khuda Hi Dega. In Jannat, Allah will give the quality of Khuda, the quality of Allah, Allah will give in Jannat. In other words, this desiring and happening is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak just wishes for something to happen, it happens. Allah will give insan that quality in Jannat. That he just wishes for something, and that's it will happen. Allah will make it such that it will happen. So whatever pleases the eye and whatever your heart desires, you will live there forever. Forever you will remain there in Jannat. There isn't any such thing that you will die or any such thing that you will be removed. Khalidun, that's why Allah says, Antum fiha khalidun. You will remain there forever. That is Jannat which you have been made to inherit because of the good deeds you carried out. Now, when people show shukr in this world, there's an amount of shukr they can show, they can phone and they say, we're very grateful for what you have done to us. Or they'll repay with a gift. But when Allah Pak is showing shukr and gratitude, is as an expression, Allah Pak is showing shukr and gratitude as an expression. Can you imagine what a shukr that will be? Shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciation, gratitude for the good deeds that a person has carried out. In it you will have an abundance of fruit to eat. So abundance of fruit, and not the fruit of this world, the fruit of Jannat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of being from the people of Jannat and making such an effort in this dunya that we carry out those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in akhirat with all these promises. When we hear these things, they're not fairy tales. These ayat of Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us 100% true. Definitely will happen. There's no word that can be more true than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You try and recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah and try and take advantage of making dua in this day, especially in the time between Asr and Maghrib. Ulama of the opinion, it's very likely that duas are answered in this time. We'll also be getting a Jamaat in our Masjid for 2 days from today till Sunday morning from Greenside in Johannesburg. So any brothers that have got extra time on the side or can make some time, it will be appreciated if they can help take the Jamaat to meet different brothers and spending some time with this Jamaat, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.